let's call the meeting to order. Let the record reflect that it is 11:30 on Thursday, March 19th. Welcome to House Special Committee on Economic Development, Tourism, and Arctic Policy. Present Representative Johnson, Representative Tilton, Representative Stutz, and myself, Bob Heron. Please turn off your cell phones. We have one item business day. It is confirmation of the new Commissioner of Commerce, Commissioner Designee Chris Laddick. He's been before us when he was still the city manager, and now he's been on the job 4 days. In your packet is Mr. Laddick's resume, the transition, Governor Walker's transition report on economic development, and DCCED's section of the LA handbook on law state government. Mr. Laddick, please approach the table, put yourself on the record, and we'll continue our discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chris Laddick, Commissioner of Commerce, designee. Happy to be before you today. It is my fourth day on the job. As my resume reflects, I have 25 years in city management in the state of Alaska, from Galena, Dillingham, to Unalaska, with a pretty broad range of experience, lots of project experience, and I look forward to bringing those skills to the Department of Commerce and Economic Development, and hopefully working with everybody in this building and the third floor to make things as good as I can.
I have a couple questions, but I'll defer to my colleagues, Representative Johnson or Representative Stutz. Do you have any questions?
No, not currently. Thank you.
Okay. I asked you this question on February 19th. Why would you want to leave an outstanding job that you had before to take this job?
Oh, it's a momentary lapse of sanity. I just left the best job I've ever had. It's a great place to live and work, raise kids. My kids are grown now and gone to college, in their third year of college. And the opportunity fell out of the sky, and never thought I would leave. To tell you the truth, I was planning on staying there until I retire. And after thinking about it, I decided to go for it.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, we've known each other a very long time, and I appreciate that you're going to bring your leadership skills and skill sets to the department. We are in for some tough times, as everyone knows, and look forward to you leading that. I guess. Partly tongue-in-cheek, but it is pretty serious for my colleague and, of course, your former community. What are we going to do about the ferry system westward?
That is, well, for Southwest Alaska, that's been an issue for many years. And tell you the truth, I haven't been, I understand that the cuts that there have happened are sort of like double cuts, because not only are you reducing the service, you're reducing the revenues, which kind of has a bigger problem. And I have plans to talk with the commissioner of DOT about that, but it's a huge issue for our region, our area. And I don't know if we're going back to three times a year or what, but of course all of us in the region have been working for more visits with the ferry, and the cost, the difference between barging goods up and on the ferry is tremendous. It's a huge economic driver for the region, and I'm not sure people understand that, but I'll do my best to educate folks on that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I do have a question, and maybe it's not as much as a question as I'm interested in your thoughts. As you know, I'm interested in the fisheries, and the fisheries is the number one employer in the state of Alaska, as you're well aware of, coming from an Alaska. And ASME is a big player in this, and the certification of Alaska fish is kind of in a volatile spot currently. ASME just got their budget reduced, as did everybody else, while we're watching European countries and the Soviet Union or Russia dumping all this money into promoting their fisheries. And do you have any ideas or any a crystal ball that tells you how the state of Alaska is going to keep our fish in the forefront, our fresh Alaskan fish?
I think you bring up an important issue, and I have had initial conversations with folks in the seafood industry who I know in Alaska about just that. And I know there's a huge impact of the sanctions on Russia, and of course the dollar, the yen, less fish is going to Japan, but I don't know the facts, but I know a lot of it goes to China, and they get secondary processing, and then does go to Japan. I knew, you know, culturally it's changing. So the question really is how are we going to continue to promote fish with reduced budget? And I think we all need to sit down with the stakeholders and figure that out, because we're all in this together. It's a huge impact to Kodiak, on Alaska, as well as Sandpoint, Dillingham, King Salmon, Southeast communities, Kenai. I think everybody is interested in how we do that. I can't tell you exactly how right now, but we're going to work on it.
Please, go ahead.
I'm just going to make a comment. I couldn't agree with you more, and I think what's interesting is it isn't just the coastal communities. I believe 70% of the people in the Anchorage, Mat-Su Valley area, 70% of the people are affiliated with the fishing industry in one capacity or another. So it's a huge economic impact to the whole state of Alaska.
Thank you.
Chris, maybe we've reviewed the transition report, and you were on this team for the governor. What, in thinking back on it, reflecting back on it, there's five priority issues, but what do you think is the main focus that you're going to have to concentrate on coming out of that transition report?
Well, you know, a lot of people in this building, many governors over the years have talked about economic development from the standpoint of what's the replacement for oil and gas. If you're going to talk on a large scale, you have to have the building blocks for that is cheap energy. So how are we going to get cheap energy is one of the things that we will be working on and looking at. And at the same time, I know that we're reaching out to new industries. Lockheed Martin is looking at putting in a facility in Anchorage that would hire 300 people. There's the issue with the drones. We're a drone area. So, well, we have to look at new businesses for the state, and as well how to keep our current businesses. Well, we had a cabinet retreat not too long ago, and one of the projects we're working on is how to maintain and grow the business climate in the state that we're working together as a cabinet. So we're working on plans, and we'll be bringing that forward when we get those fully fleshed out and developed.
Okay. Representative Johnson, any comments, questions? You've already grilled this individual?
I've done my research.
Any other questions?
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'll ask you to see, there's the
motion.
That's right. A little bit apart.
Mr. Chair, I would like to move.
Just say
that. Right here. All of it. The House Special Committee on Economic Development, Tourism, and Arctic Policy has reviewed the qualifications of the following governor's appointee and recommend that his name be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Chris Haddock, it would be for Commissioner, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development. Chris Haddock, appointed 1-20-2015. This does not reflect intent by any of the members to vote for or against this individual during any further sessions for the purposes of this confirmation.
Okay. Seeing no objection, we'll sign the report. And Chris, I'll have staff give you a list of questions that you could answer and have your staff help you on that, and then provide it back to me, and I'll deliver it to all the committee members.
Okay.
See no further business. We will adjourn this meeting at 11:40.